talking about chicken a la king,
mango and garbanzo tabbouleh,
grilled potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil,
zucchini ziti,
granola fruit bar.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Green Eggs and Dan, the podcast.
That's so dorky.
Where we interview really amazing people with amazing brains, but all we care about is what is in their bellies. My guest tonight.
Diarrhea.
I'm very excited about. Yeah, this is a nighttime shoot. It's a nighttime recording.
Yes.
She was a writer on Sacha Baron Cohen's Showtime show, Who is America?, which is unbelievably hilarious. You need to watch this show. She was a voice on Grand Theft Auto 5. Can you do the voice?
I was Cheryl, so I would go, it was me and JB Smoove have a radio station called Chakra Attack.
Okay.
And it was me just handling him, but.
It's just
People like me to They're like,
got it.
That's my.
She's a freaking guest on Girl Code, Chelsea Lately, and At Midnight.
Well, they're all off.
She kills shows and.
Everyone got Me Too'd. What are you going to do? All my credits got Me Too'd.
She was going to be in the next Harvey Weinstein movie.
Listen, I let him eat me out, and
her podcast Meanspiration is out on all things comedy.
It might also not be.
It's going to be canceled. It's soon to be canceled on all things comedy. Please welcome Annie Letterman.
Hello, thank you for saying it right. Were you gearing up to say Lederman?
No, I say right Letterman actually, and that was the whole thing. I thought you were Jewish for so long.
Well, my brother did 23andMe. We're 20% Jew, which really is what I give the Jews, 20%. So. There you go.
Even your
actually,
genetics.
Actually, I fired my manager. I only give 10% out now of my nothing.
I had to fire my agent because of this writer's guild.
Oh yeah, everyone was laughing. They're like, you know, you were supposed to fire your agent, not your manager. I was like, no, it's just unrelated. and I miss him already. I'm like, oh my god, I miss my manager.
Breaking up is hard to do.
I just did ayahuasca this weekend, and
really?
And I had to mourn the death of my relationship with my manager.
Wow.
I loved him.
Is that why you did it?
No, I did it for a lot of reasons. But obviously the Brody dying has been pretty heavy. And I just I've just been
like
for my
really
whole life.
Upbeat podcast, just so you
this
know.
Is upbeat.
Okay, you're starting with suicide.
Enjoy it. Positive push. Positive jump, we say now.
All right, so I bummed you out, and you were like, I want to do ayahuasca.
Well, it wasn't just, I've been like dabbling. I'm sober except for hallucinogens, so I've been doing a lot of hallucinogens.
Oh, is it?
If this is about food. I mean, I eat acid, and I eat mushrooms. And I eat ketamine up my nose, and I do DMT.
Wow.
Out of
it's
a
like
crack
a buffet.
Pipe.
It's a buffet.
Well, now I don't feel like I have to ever do anything again.
Oh, really? The ayahuasca set you straight?
It was the craziest thing I've ever done.
For real?
Uh-huh.
Do you vomit with that?
I did vomit. I was thinking about Brody and I was like hugging him. I was like weeping, obviously, and hugging him and thinking about what a sweet boy and wonderful man and what a king he was, and just started to burp. And then I had this bucket and I started puking, and it was like a feathery egg was coming out.
Okay.
And then, it felt like my ancestors were pushing the puke out, and then vomited out a bird that I guess was my dear friend Brody Stevens.
I don't know what to say to that.
It was amazing.
Really?
It was the most incredible thing I've ever done. That was just part of it.
Did you do it with a shaman?
I did it with a shaman and 23 other people.
Really? Where was it?
We went up to this place in San Diego that they rented. That was just beautiful sanctuary. It was crazy. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
It was I just figured out all of my guy problem, everything. All my spinning, all my upset, everything.
No way.
Was, yeah.
Fantastic. Because when I saw you last was a couple months ago? 6 months
ago?
Yeah,
had Kurt and I broken up?
No.
Or were just about to?
No, you were about to, I think.
Yeah.
But
I saw your CISO shirt. I saw you crossing. I didn't have my glasses on, and I saw someone in a CISO shirt, and I was like, I definitely know this person wearing a CISO shirt. 15 people in the world own a CISO shirt, and I happen to know all of them.
Yeah. But we saw each other. I hadn't seen you in a decade before then.
Yep.
No, not true. We did At Midnight together.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. One of our Me Too'ds.
Yeah. But we went to Zanku Chicken.
What a delicious place. I think Built on Murder makes it taste more delicious. The fact that there was family blood involved.
That is something that I just heard. I didn't know about
it. It's delicious and delightful.
It is.
Right, right.
I'm getting all the family blood info over here, but it's basically the brother killed another brother because he's like, only I can ever make this chicken. Like, literally, it's for the recipe.
I don't understand the chicken, but I mean, I feel like with the garlic sauce, maybe.
That garlic sauce is crazy.
But you can't, like, I'm always going before the Comedy Store, and I can't be just burping in everyone's face. So I have to, because I once went there, had the garlic sauce, was standing in the doorway from the main room into the lobby of the main room, and someone, like, getting in line at the ticket booth.
Yeah.
Was like, ew. I'm like, oh my God. That
no.
was, I'm trying not to say like, and I said it a million times. Fuck.
Oh man. Back to the ayahuasca house you go. To get
rid
of your
well,
like
thing. I think that would actually help. But also, do you know why I think I say like so much?
No.
Because my so-called life. Katie, did you watch my so-called life? How old are you?
30.
Oh, you're 30. You're younger than me. I'm 35. Put your boners away, everyone. And there was a show on ABC. You saw it. Did you see it?
My
it was Jared
life.
Leto was first thing. He was the hot
I mean,
Jordan Catalano. He couldn't
I know
read. It's why I fuck guys that can't read. I'm like, oh, you can't read. That's so hot. Let me tutor you and suck your dick, because he was just so hot and he would lean in. I mean, sometimes at the Comedy Store, some of like the hot boys of comedy, I'm talking to them, I'm like, I feel like I'm Claire Danes and you're Jared Love. I'm just literally like looking down, I'm like, hello. They're so hot. Everyone at the Comedy Store is so hot. There's right now a theme of like hot boys in comedy.
I'm definitely not in that club.
Well, you know, you're getting Silver Foxy. You've got a good outfit.
I'm getting Silver Foxy.
You gotta like post more pictures of your shoes.
My shoes?
They're just like, we're rich and hot. Look at all our cars. I'm like, oh my God, you're so hot. You guys are so cute. I have crushes on everyone. Not actual crushes, but you know.
Back to the important stuff, the garlic sauce.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, you can get it now at supermarkets if you don't want to go to Zanko.
It's the Zanko brand?
It's not their brand.
Zanko.
But there's other people making it. It's basically whipped garlic. They take garlic, they mix it with oil, and they emulsify it. So it's kind of like a garlic mayonnaise a little bit. What?
And potatoes.
Oh, they put potato in it?
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Really? Huh.
It's mashed potato. Oh, wow. It's just heavy on the garlic.
Thanks for upstaging me on my own food podcast, Andrew. You fucking...
Fuck.
Fuck.
You piece of fuck.
Speaking of piece of fuck, I have your fridge here. We're going to go into your fridge.
Well, should we...
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see Annie Letterman's fridge on my Instagram at StandUpDan and see what is happening here. I'll give you my first impressions.
Okay.
Can I give you my first impressions? Mm-hmm. This fridge to me looks like someone who is a good eater, like a foodie type person, found out that their house is going to be raided in 5 minutes and they're going to be on the run, and they just took as much food as they could because the condiments here are actually really nice. Good, upscale, nice condiments. You've got McClure's pickles. Really nice stuff.
I wonder how old those are.
And then in like the main section, we have like... a couple of old tangerines.
They're very old.
Clementines on the bottom. There's a sushi. Box sushi.
Sushi from Irawan.
Sushi from Irawan. I can tell. You know why? Because it's got some fucking... It doesn't have... It doesn't have seaweed on the outside. It's got something fucking...
Oh, I do completely... Well, I guess the rice paper's carbs, but I do pretty much no carb sushi at all times.
What do you mean? That's not sushi. There's no rice in it?
Yeah, I don't do rice. Just extra veggies.
You just do fish... In a...
It's fish salad wrapped in rice paper.
Wrapped in rice.
And that's why I'm fucking skinny as shit.
Yeah. You look great.
I'm fucking ripped.
You do look... Do you work out?
I've been doing... Well, I do yoga every day, and I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for a couple weeks.
I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu...
Where are you doing
for
it?
For 2 years.
Where?
At Gracie Academy.
Oh, you do Gracie? I've been doing 10th Planet.
Oh.
It's so fun on La Cienega. Scott Epstein's the teacher. He's the best. It's the most fun I've ever had.
I've
been doing headstands over men.
Yeah.
Ass to mouth, landing ass to mouth with my fucking big ass in their face, flipping over pussy to mouth, putting all my weight on them and like moving forward. I'm going to find out I'm a squirter for sure. Today they were throwing me down and the guy kept skipping the throwing down and I went, that's my favorite part. You have to throw me down.
Oh my God.
It's just, there's like the guy today was so tight. I'm like, this is the hottest.
Yeah. But
it's
they're
so,
it's so nice too. Everyone's very nice.
Everyone's so nice. Nobody's being bonery to me.
No.
But
good.
I'm being.
But you're like, please be a little more bonery.
No, I don't want them to be bonery, but I don't know. I'm always like, which one am I going to bang?
So what is the excuse for this awful fridge? And what is this shit on the top? There's like a little bit of iced tea in a cup.
I don't know what that is. Okay, so here's the deal. I live on my friend's couch right now. I went through a breakup several months ago, still on the couch. It's a beautiful couch. It's very comfy. I lived on it. The last time I lived out of my car, I lived on it.
Okay.
And
excuses,
it's my friend Mike. It's my friend Mike O'Dare, who I met on MySpace.
Really?
Yeah, we've been friends 15,
like recently on MySpace?
That'd be funny,
like
right?
You're the
We're
last
the only
three
ones.
People on MySpace?
Me, him, and Tom just had a powwow. No, we met on MySpace years ago. We would we would FaceTime each other, whatever it was called, video DM or IM or something. Yeah. And we just stayed friends. And yeah, I've lived with him several times. He's bought a house, so I'm just staying with him until he moves.
Oh my God, this is like a rom-com, eventually.
Well, we don't know.
Permanently
He
crashing.
Likes brunettes with big boobs, Katie. But I'm not his type, and it's cool. It's nice to have... I think about it, he's one of my only guy friends I haven't fucked, and it really does make a difference.
really one does. Of your only two guy friends that you
have. Oh, that's right. Well, you're always in a relationship.
I also haven't had the luxury of fucking Annie Letterman.
Listen, if you have a couch, I have a warm pussy blanket for your dick. No, I've been trying to not do it because it has ruined all of my friendships.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't ruin them. And I'm like, oh, no, it definitely does.
You live life like sort of like a hot homeless chick, like a hot homeless addict who doesn't really do the drugs. But at the same time, you go to Erewhon.
That's what I wanted to tell you, yeah.
You go to
no,
Erewhon.
No, I have my priorities.
Which, for those of you who don't know, Erewhon is like any other supermarket you go to, but half the size and quadruple the price.
Can I tell you that I just don't even act like I don't have... I walk in and I literally say, I go, I'm rich. I have health insurance and I'm rich. And they always laugh because I'm like, I'm so rich.
Wait, why do you go there? Are you rich?
It's right across the street. No, I'm broke. Well,
so
I'm like starting
to
make money.
That's the craziest.
It's right across the street and it's delicious and healthy.
I know,
my
but you can get delicious
so
and healthy without fucking getting scammed.
Not walking across the street. No, and everyone's hot. I saw Common Sense there. You see like hot rappers and famous people. Jeremy Piven's always there, but I guess we can just see him at the Laugh Factory now.
Yeah.
But you just see, like, it's just fun. I'm like, I'm with the elite. I'm the 1%. Just walk around. I just can't I can't stand waiting in the line.
You're like, do you guys accept EBT cards here at Erewhon?
I'm like, I'll be back in a second. I go to my house. I just come in with mustaches and hats on each time.
What is the what is your Erewhon routine? Do you have anything there
soup.
That you get?
Yeah, I get the... I've been a little bit eating... I did mushrooms with a friend of mine who's a vegan.
Okay.
And he has this cute little house in the hills, and we did mushrooms. I was looking out, and I felt like I could see like the earth being round.
Okay.
And I felt how small the earth was, and I could hear all the animals and stuff, and I went, it's crazy, like Rogan kills elk. I was thinking, it's so crazy. He's like, look at that elk eating. Even though I know he keeps it and I understand his whole thing.
Do you know that I'm a hunter as well?
You're a hunter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I give off a gatherer vibe. But for the same, probably less testosterone driven than Rogan.
I have a theory about Rogan's hunting though.
What's your theory?
He's got everything, right? And right. He's king. I mean, I love him. I bow down to Rogan. I adore him. But what else does he have except to battle wild animals?
I get that.
Nobody can get him.
He's also, he seems so like experimental, or like mentally curious. And it's, if you are curious about the human experience at one point or another, you're like, what was it like back then? You know,
I mean, I would go elk hunting. I would, Rogan, if you're listening to Dan's Green Eggs and Dan podcast, which I know you love listening to podcasts.
Right after Sam Harris, he listens to Green Eggs and Dan.
I would love to go elk hunting with you. The Quaker in me says no, but...
Oh, yeah, you're a Quaker. I always forget you're Quaker.
Yeah.
Do you like Quaker oats?
I don't really eat oats.
No?
My stomach hurts when I eat everything.
Do Quakers eat oats in general? Is that a Quaker thing?
No, not really. I mean, maybe.
Are Quakers known for any type of food?
It's
or they're
not
just
like matzo ball soup for you Jews. It's...
Huh.
Yeah, I said it that way.
Wow, that was
you
a quick
fucking Jews. That gatherer joke was very good. I'm still thinking about it. That was great.
Okay, so...
But no, there's no food. Quakers, it's just simplicity.
Quakers are very, like, give no worldly pleasures, right? Like, you don't want, like, no gluttony. Or the Shakers. Shakers or Quakers?
Shakers were no, you weren't even allowed to procreate. You couldn't fuck. You couldn't procreate.
That's why there's no more Shakers.
Exactly. But then they would get people in, and whenever there was a war or a draft, because they're pacifists, you could get out of the draft to do that. So they would get all these Shakers and like, oh, cool. And then the war would end. They're like, fuck you. We're going to go fuck. Like, see you.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
And yeah, so I don't think there's any more Shakers. But the Quakers... Yeah, people.
Did you ever have like a big food relate? What is your relationship with food? Are you do you love food? Do you not? Do you just do it for sustenance, for health?
I was very emotionally eating my whole life.
Yeah,
and I loved popcorn. I ate microwave popcorn every day. Bacon, microwave popcorn were my jam
every day.
Yeah, my whole childhood, a whole bag. My parents weren't. They didn't care about us eating snacks. They were never like, don't eat snacks right, right now. They were like, you know, we always had Rice Krispie treats and stuff like that.
Right.
Whatever we wanted. And my mom would pick us up from school. We were like 20 minutes. We went to a Quaker school in Philadelphia and we lived in the suburbs. So my mom would pick us up at night and she would give us $20 to go in and to an A plus or what it's a gas station and get whatever we wanted. And I would get a giant bag of Hers butter popcorn, the family size, and a Klondike bar, and what soda would I get? Maybe a Coke or something, a Sprite. And I would just eat that. I mean, just like...
This was the after-school snack.
Yeah, these were after-school snacks. And we would stop for water ice at Transilli's, this place in Germantown.
What's water ice?
Water ice is like Italian ice.
Okay.
But water ice, I guess. Philly water ice.
In Germantown. Wait, so are we talking Philly, like suburbs of Philly?
No, Germantown's in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Transilli's is the best. It's so good. And my mom used to get, she was the coach of our, or the coach and the president of our little league. So she would get buckets of this water ice and bring it to our Old York Road little league.
Fun.
We loved it. It was so good. And they had soft pretzels that they would put in, squares of cheese, you know, what do you call it? The slices of cheese on them, American cheese. And they would put them in a toaster oven. To this day, the best taste ever. And we get brain freezes. We'd be dipping the thing, eating that water ice and shoving the things in our mouths just as fast as we could.
And is diabetes something that gets in the way of your life or you just kind of live with it?
Guys, at home, you can't see me, but I have no limbs. All my limbs. I'm just a torso and a very large head. It's really easy to pass my guard in jiu-jitsu.
It's a jiu-jitsu joke, guys. Jiu-jitsu humor.
I'm getting into it.
Two weeks in, she got the jokes already.
Oh, my God.
So health food was not a thing growing up. Maybe that's why you go to Erewhon. You don't have to do ayahuasca to come to that realization.
But I feel like Erewhon and ayahuasca go together.
Yes, for sure.
For rich people.
For sure. I bet everyone who goes to Erewhon like does coke, copious amounts of coke, which to me is like a very funny LA thing of like, you can just be healthy, but then like you just do a boatload of blow at night.
Do people do coke? So I don't know. I haven't done like drugs that aren't to help you as medicine in so long.
Oh, coke used to be helpful for medicine. It used to help you get laid if you couldn't get laid, if you were an ugly guy.
Didn't your dick not work though? Coke dick?
I think your dick isn't supposed to work.
I just remember doing so much coke.
What a catch 22, huh? Here's all the confidence, get all the girls. Sorry, your dick doesn't work.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you judge dates on where they go to dinner or any of that? Is that a thing for you?
Like, I don't think I go on dates that much. I mean, every time I've ever dated someone, it's been an accident.
You can get a lot of meals out of all the sex you're giving out.
It's like, you know, you don't want to use condoms, so you don't want them to think. I'm just kidding. I use condoms. They have to be latex free, though. Skins. I carry them. There's some in my car.
Really? You use the lambskin?
I got to use. Well, they're polyurethane.
Polyurethane?
Because the lambskin, you can still get STDs. You just can't get pregnant.
Speaking of lamb, do you enjoy lamb? Is that one of your...
You know, my grandfather was in a retirement center when I was a kid in Connecticut, la-ti-da, where my grandfather passed. And we in Hartford called Evergreen Woods, and we would go visit, and they had this veal's lamb, right?
No, it's baby veal lamb. Is a baby cow.
Oh, I do like lamb chops, I guess.
Do you ever use condoms made out of baby cows? Baby cow skin.
I don't know. I don't think so. But they have the mint. What's the one, the John with the mint?
The dip. Mint. That's usually lamb. Lamb is usually.
Oh, that's what I would have. They had this delicious dinner for all these rich old people.
Okay.
And I would get that.
That sounds like
it.
A very regal old like meal in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, my
lamb
life is
with mint jelly.
I didn't realize I was a rich kid. Was I a rich kid?
You were probably a rich kid.
We had a nice house. I mean, we lived in the suburbs of Philly. It was a nice house.
Are you a big fan of Philly food?
Yeah, cheesesteaks. I'm lactose intolerant though, so it's a little rough now, but I didn't realize that.
So you just have the steaks, not the cheese.
No, I mean, I have the cheese. I just go for it. I mean, it's cheese whiz. It's not the same.
Whiz wit. That's what they say.
Whiz wit. Yep.
Whiz wit.
And
gotta have it with the onions.
Yeah. D'Alessandro's was my favorite, but Jim's on South Street's good.
Jim's was actually when we spoke to Matt Katz, who is a NPR reporter, lives in Philly.
And, does he talk like this?
He has he has a pretty sexy, do you think he has a sexy radio voice? Matt Katz? Hi, this is Matt Katz from WNYC.
Scrapple, I love. Scrapple's my fucking
favorite.
What's
Scrapple? Take me through
Scrapple
it.
It's a morning meat. It's a morning meat, and, oh my God.
Morning.
Didn't that make all of you horny?
Morning.
Didn't you get so horny when you heard morning meat?
Morning meat.
We did start talking about crabs and then before the recording started.
We did, because I thought, we were talking about bed bugs living in New York or something.
I don't know why you brought up bed bugs.
I said, have you ever had bed bugs? And your response was, no, but I've had crabs. Which
I think that makes sense.
Makes no sense at all. One is an STD. The other is something that goes onto your bed.
Someone with lice could have just had their head near my puss. You don't know it was an STD.
Do you like crabs? Do you like crabs, the food crabs?
Of course.
Really?
I love going to a Hot and Juicy or a what's the one in Burbank? The Boiling Crab.
Oh, Boiling Crab. There's one in Burbank. There's also one in Koreatown and one in Westwood.
They're my favorite.
You know what I don't like?
Johnson and I are supposed to go and she keeps flaking on me, bitch.
I'm going
to
throw some shade on the Boiling Crab. Okay, Boiling Crab is a very famous restaurant in L.A., and you walk in there and they make it out like, you're in a little crab shack in Louisiana. Hey, you want some crab? Want some crawdaddy? And you sit down and you're like, this is going to be great, and there's sawdust on the floors and shit, and the tables aren't really clean.
Which one did you go to?
The one in Koreatown. It's the original one. And you're like, oh my God, what a fun experience. You know, this is fun, it's kitschy, and then they bring the seafood in bags, and they cut the bag in front of you. They pour it on the fucking table. There's no plates or anything. And it's like the most expensive fucking restaurant. I'm like, this is great. I get to live like the poor people for a day.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because lobster was a bottom feeder. They used to give it to people in prison. It was like their trash food.
That was true.
I will suck the little legs, the tail ends. I love seafood. Shellfish is
best.
I think I'm allergic to it too because my nose itches when I
really.
But I don't give a fuck. Bring it, me death. I don't give a shit.
Bring it, razor clams.
But
what's your least favorite seafood?
My least favorite
seafood
I didn't like raw clams that much.
I can get down. Even now, though, I can't get down with a raw clam.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
I'm okay with it.
I'll try it again because maybe I was just immature.
I like it in a pasta. I like it in a pasta. I like it on
cooked.
A pizza. Yeah.
Cooked. Give me a clam. Give me any clam cooked. I love it. I like when they're extra rubbery and buttery.
Yes.
And, you know, we would go to the shore. My mom would go clamming. She's such a les, my mom. She's not, but she is. You know what I mean? It's like. But also in Philly, when we'd be walking around, there'd be lesbians would be like, Susan, my mom's name is Abby. Like, I think my mom has nightmares.
Oh, they thought it was
a Deichelganger.
A Deichelganger?
She might have a Deichelganger.
Deichelganger's great. Is that a thing or is that your thing?
I just made it up.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I made it up before. I've said it on
Deichelganger.
Stage. I have to admit that.
I wish I didn't come up with Green Eggs and Dan because that would be the name of this
The Deichelgangers. People would love that.
The Deichelganger.
Okay, so seafood's my number one. It's my favorite. Shrimp, everything. I fucking love all of it.
Yeah.
But lobster's my favorite. Then I like snow
You
crabs.
Like lobster steamed or you
steamed
like
steamed lobster.
With
I don't,
tons
don't
of
fuck
butter.
With it with dipped in butter.
Ooh yeah.
It's so good. Can we get some? Let's get seafood soon.
I'm down.
I live
totally
on a couch
down.
And I don't give a fuck.
I'm totally down.
I fucking
down.
Eat like a goddamn king. I'm gonna get gout on a couch. We're like, how'd you get gout? I'm like this rich man's disease, just dragging my gout leg around.
On your fuck next to an IKEA mom counter.
Dude, I can't. I just.
Oh man.
Mm. But anyway, so Scrapple it's all the scraps left over of the pig.
Okay.
You don't want to know what's in it. It's definitely asshole, crazy things. But they mush it together.
Yeah.
And then they fry it, and so it's this square, and it's crispy on the outside and soft on the inside, and it's you dip it in ketchup, and it's. Fucking god damn it, is it fucking delicious.
Philly comes up with such fucking
wacky trash food. Because we're trash.
You are trash.
Yeah, we're trash. Yeah.
Such good trashy food, though.
And what else do we have? Water ice, pretzels, soft pretzels.
The last time I went to Philly, I had some sandwich that's like a famous sandwich. That's like, it's like a, I think it's a porchetta. It's like a sliced pork with broccoli rabe.
That sounds great. I don't think I've had that. I had it with Marin. It's at a place, like a little shacky place.
Yes.
Yeah, I opened for Marc Maron years ago in Philly. By the way, my mom used to own an eBay drop-off store, so I drove him around in my van. My mom's van that had a wrap around it that said, "We sell your stuff on eBay in, like, primary colors." And Marin, I don't have a fucking picture of this. This is the best Throwback Thursday of all time. Just, like, curmudgeon-y. We went to the art museum. We went and got those sandwiches.
Do you have this picture somewhere?
No, I didn't take a picture.
What a bummer.
I was probably like nervous he wasn't going to like me or something. Which it's like, of course he's not going to like you. He's Mark.
Let me ask you a question. Since you go to Erewhon, the most expensive place on earth.
The pea mint soup.
That is where you go. Oh, yeah. Pea mint soup.
The Mighty Greens.
Yes.
I get the sushi. When I'm being bad, I get the rice sushi there. It's so good.
Yeah.
And they have these sushi sandwiches where it's like fried rice, like crispy rice bread.
Fun.
The inside is, I mean, it is fucking delicious.
Now, let me ask you
this. Bone broth for $16.
As a comedian, you fucking fancy ass bone broth drinking bitch.
Yes.
When you're on the road and there's no fucking Erewhon serving inside out sushi.
Funyuns. I eat like shit on the road.
Funyuns, for real?
I eat like shit. I have hemorrhoids within 10 seconds.
What's your...
My hemorrhoid pops out. Like, it's like, what are we doing here? It's actually what pushes the number.
It pops out. We must be in Peoria.
It pushes C13 for the Funyuns to fall out of the vending machine.
What do you have, like, a go-to fast food joint when you're on the road?
You know, it's usually just Domino's that's open. I try to eat something, some sort of fish and vegetables at the club. I've been going on the road with Rob Schneider, and he eats so healthy, so I usually eat some of his steamed fish.
Oh, interesting.
He's a true angel. I love Rob Schneider. I love him. I can't believe my life. I'm like, I'm opening for Deuce Bigelow. How did my life happen? Like, he's the nice. He's like, I was on stage.
He's so nice. He seems like a nice. I've never met him, but
he's fucking cool.
But he must get fucking yelled such annoying shit at him.
He's so sweet.
And to be nice about it.
He's so sweet to people.
Oh my God.
He told me he likes to connect, give those like 2 seconds to people.
Does he get
like,
you can do it every
all the time? But they love it. We're never going to feel the crush that he gets when he says you can do it. Like, there's nothing
get
we can
out of
do.
Here.
There's at the end of the show, he just goes, "You can do." He comes back out, and they like, it's like people are like freaking out.
That's
like, we should bring Mardi Gras beads. Women are like showing their tits. Like, people are like,
that's
crying,
his encore.
Scream.
Oh my God, I love it.
But he's the best. He goes, we'll go to Whole Foods before, and he buys me all this like organic fruit to put in my little mini fridge.
Oh, that's nice.
And he told me to tell, you always go to a hotel and you tell them that you have medicine and you need a fridge.
Oh,
so they'll bring you a fridge.
That's a cool little fun tip.
I don't like to lie, but that's one of
Rob Schneider's fun tips.
So I'm on stage. I'll get off stage. My notebook will be down there.
Uh-huh.
And this is a brag, but I don't give a fuck. This is, my life is blessed. I can't stop talking about it. So I'll come, my notes are there, and he'll have written a note. He'll be like, "Don't waste time on stage. Forget about crowd work. Try characters. You're going to be a big star. Love, Rob." I'm like, Rob.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I love you so much. He's so nice.
What if that's just like a rubber stamp that he has and he just puts it on all of his opener's books?
He's just heaven. He's heaven.
We'll get back to Annie's G-rated episode in a minute. But first, contrary to what Andrew, my producer, said earlier in the episode, the Zanku chicken garlic sauce does not have potato in it. The sauce originated in Lebanon and is called toum, which means garlic in Arabic. As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, to make it, put a head of garlic in the food processor, add salt, lemon juice, mince. Then slowly add oil until it emulsifies. It should be the consistency of a thick mayonnaise. And it's amazing. Also, unrelated news, I am looking for a new podcast producer. JK, love you, Andrew, just leave the food to me. Get it? Toum? Me? Toum? That's the name of the sauce? Toum? Okay, back to Annie. It's time for a rapid-fire questions in a segment that we call... I don't have a name for the segment. What do you think?
I don't know what it is.
It's just like rapid-fire questions.
Called The Shits.
The Shits. It's time for The Shits with Annie Letterman.
Yeah, it's always time for The Shits.
Okay, number one, what is your earliest food memory?
My earliest food memory, going to Benny the Bums, which was a seafood restaurant. Oh, wait. Seafood Shanty. Benny the Bums was when we were older. Seafood Shanty by the Willow Grove Mall.
Okay.
I would get lobster. I mean, I just like loved it. It was my favorite thing. We'd go like once a year or twice a year.
All right. Wait, and so then the mall, place still open?
No, it closed. Oh, okay. And then we started going to Benny the Bums in Northeast Philly. But also in the Willow Grove Mall, we would always eat Master Wok. I loved their lo mein. It was like my happy place.
Oh.
And microwave popcorn, as I told you.
Got it. What is your death row meal? You're going to die. You're going to...
Movie theater popcorn?
Movie theater popcorn.
Maybe like a bucket of movie theater
Are you
popcorn
serious?
Butter, yeah.
Like to... You know you could eat it without having it be cooked, and then once they give you the electric chair, it'll just fucking pop up all
That's
up
fun,
inside.
Yeah. And... Just swallow the kernels.
Yeah. Wait, for real? That's your last
it's
meal on
really
Earth?
Really good. I don't know. It's really good. I've seen a lot of bad movies just to eat the popcorn. I've gone to the theater and left with the popcorn.
We are such
one time
different
I went,
people.
One time I went to the theater with the pop and got the popcorn and left. And and was I was in on like near the Comedy Cellar, and I was walking around, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go buy a vibrator." And I went in with this like greasy popcorn. And they were like, you can't have that in here. I was like, where are the vibrators? They're like, you have to leave. I was like touching with my sticky hands.
Oh my God. You're too unsanitary for the gross Greenwich Village sex shop. Jesus,
like, get out of here, you pig.
What is your best high-end meal that you've ever had?
I used to eat at this place. I lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico for 7 years. So The Shed was really good. La Posada was really good. These restaurants were great. And then Cafe Santa Stevens was a restaurant. I was a cocktail waitress and I was not a go-go dancer there. I was a go-go dancer at the club next door. But
come again.
I was a go-go dancer back in the day. I posted a thing about it. I was in the background. Adam Sandler made a music video.
What is a go-go dancer? Is that
you
not
just
a stripper?
Like dress kind of slutty and you're on a podium and you dance. And a terrible dancer. I mean, only in Santa Fe. And it was a gay club too.
Wait, so have you never gone on like a crazy tasting menu meal that's like a 12 course
no,
type thing?
No.
No, huh?
I've only dated guys that are way poorer than me.
What about Tesla Tom?
Tesla Tom, I don't know. I don't like people spending money on me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe I'm changing, whatever. I don't know how much money he actually has. He has a fucking mortgage. He's got to handle his shit.
Yeah.
He has to live his life.
What is the best low-end meal you've ever had?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. I'm with you.
Love Taco Bell.
Oh,
wait,
but you're
night.
Sober. So sober Taco Bell.
Well, I'm going to start doing a
Weird.
Segment. I'm going to start doing a segment either on Instagram TV or on my podcast somehow. I'm going to make it more visual. But I'm going to do, because I went at closing to Taco Bell the other night, 3 a.m. It was like Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. And just the conversations I heard were so crazy. And I want to do like an insomniac type of like interviewing drunk people right as the bar lets out and as the right at the very end of the night of the fast food places.
You know what? I'll say that first of all, it's a great idea.
People are making mistakes.
Yeah. First of all, great idea. Second of all, one of the saddest things about you being sober is that you are forever going to miss out on drunk Taco Bell.
No, I had it when I drank.
Yeah.
I've already had it.
But it's,
I'm going to miss out on like the...
I don't have it often, but when I do, it's better than like a 3-star Michelin.
Patron Cafe I never got to have. Like there's drinks that came out where I was like, oh, like liqueurs that came out.
Oh, it's fucking gross. You don't need Patron Cafe.
I'm not going to drink again.
This isn't really a beverage Jaeger. Pot. What was your beverage?
Jaeger. By the pint.
Have you ever had Fernet Branca?
No.
Oh, it's like a really refined
like
Jaeger.
Too.
If you're ever going to get back in the game, try Fernet Branca. I think you're going
to
love it.
I'm like, I'm starting to remember the taste.
What is your...
Green Eggs and Dan ruined my life.
Hey, you're sober and you live on a couch. Maybe you start drinking and you fucking...
No, wait, I have an apartment.
Get yourself
just
a place.
Everyone fucking relax. I have a fucking apartment. I'm waiting for
you're
furniture.
You're such a waste of
Here's
sobriety. You're
Here's
a waste of sobriety.
I live a beautiful life. I wake up every morning psyched, dude. I sit up at a couch. I pop up just like, fuck yeah. I'm so excited. I love my life. It progressively gets worse usually through the day. But I just am very happy. Maybe it's because I don't have to pay rent. I'm like, woo. No, I have to pay rent. I have an apartment that's waiting for me. The guy keeps like, do you want the apartment? I'm like, yes. He's like, where are you? Like, I'm getting over there. I got to find furniture.
We'll get you. If anyone has furniture, please.
Free furniture, please.
Send it to Annie Letterman at a non-address that she doesn't have.
Yeah.
What is your restaurant pet peeve?
I don't like how dark they are and you can't see. You have to put your phone on. That's so irritating.
It's an old lady restaurant.
It's just irritating. I date the older men now. I got to read the menu to them.
Do you use the fucking phone light move?
You have to. What else are you going to do? Or you have to use the candle. It's flickering.
You bring the candle over like you're fucking reading a scroll in Game of Thrones?
Yes. Like in fucking Game of Thrones.
Oh my God. That's so cute. You use the light.
What else is my pet peeve?
That's like my mom and you.
I don't know. I have fun. I don't really have that many pet peeves. I'm never like mad. I was a waitress, so I have utmost compassion for everyone. I'm always like, oh, whatever.
Really?
If they take too long.
I'm not like that. I used to be like that. Like, oh, she's probably having a bad day. And then I was like, you know what? We all have fucking bad days and we have to go to work. And I don't like go on stage and like just get angry at the crowd if I'm having a bad day. I fucking put on my stage face.
Dude. I would weep at tables when I was a waitress. I would just, whatever I was feeling, they were in. I was like, guys, my boyfriend broke up with me.
Our specials are fried zucchini.
They're like, can we get fucking green eggs and Dan? Matt Dillon used to come into my restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Matt Dillon used to come in. He called me funny girl. And so it was right at Tompkins Square Park, this place called Life Cafe, where honestly I'm still connected to all these people because I used to run a show there. So every single person I would meet, I would give my info to, and they would come to the show. So I'm bound to these people for I have so many Life Cafe friends from 10 years ago.
That's so funny.
Yeah, my friend Mario, we just found out he still lives here. He's a Getty image photographer.
Uh-huh.
He took headshots for me when I first started comedy. I was like, it'll be funny if there's dicks drawn on my face, but he's a Getty image photographer. So he does war zones.
Right.
So when the pictures came out, it just looked like it'd been like gang raped in the corner. Like it was like the saddest thing you've ever seen in your life. So Life Cafe was right on Tompkins Square Park. My parents came to visit, and they just everyone just has to deal with my emotions. That's what I learned on ayahuasca. I have to just chill and relax.
Yeah.
It's nobody's problem what my problems are. So I'm in the park, like, screaming about my ex-boyfriend. You know who you are, you motherfucker. And no, I forgive you. I did ayahuasca. Never mind.
Sorry, Mr. Gosling. We know.
Gosling, you piece of shit. No, so we're in Tompkins Square Park. I'm like screaming about this boyfriend, crying, just so upset. And then, like, my parents kind of calm me down. We're walking back to the restaurant. And Matt Dillon walks by and he goes, ah, funny girl. He goes, your daughter is the happiest girl I've ever met. And my parents started laughing so hard.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, God. Terrible waitress.
Oh, I don't know how you're going to answer that. Well, you can answer it past tense. What's your favorite drunk food? Back in the day.
I remember having a lot of Cheese Whiz on my sleeve of my jackets.
When, like, you'd wake up?
I'd wake up
in a dumpster with Cheese Whiz?
I would wake up just... Oh, but in Santa Fe, my favorite food in Santa Fe this is hungover food.
Oh, that's our next question. Let's do drunk food first.
Drunk food. Yeah, I would go crazy for a cheesesteak. Yeah. And then there was a place in Santa Fe at this bar, Willie's, which was the bar where I was dating the bartender who would give me the pints of Jaeger. He hooked me up with the pints.
Pints of Jaeger?
He would give me pints of
Jaeger. You were drinking by the pints?
Yes, I was such a drunk dude.
Oh my God, good for you.
My knees were always bruised. I always had cuts in my pants were always torn because I was like fall down drunk every day.
I think it's because you were doing Jaeger instead of Fernet Branca. Fernet Branca gives you a nice buzz.
Do you like Sambuca?
Nah. What was your favorite hangover food?
Okay. Wake up in the morning, go to the pantry.
Get out of the dumpster.
Get out of the dumpsters, crawl out of the dumpster. Go, who are you, sir? Oh my God. Como se dice?
Comida.
I need a. Yeah. How do you. Help. Help me. But the pantry is this breakfast restaurant in Santa Fe that's so fucking good. And I would get a breakfast burrito with avocado and bacon and Christmas chili. So they have green and red chili. So you call Christmas if you want both, with an extra side of green.
Christmas chili. I like that. I've never heard that.
Extra side of green. And then you had a choice of potatoes or beans, and I would do half and half. And it was banging. And this is before I realized I was lactose intolerant. I was like, I diarrhea a lot. Diarrhea is like crazy. It's just like a part of your life, right?
You guys
everybody?
All diarrhea, right?
I mean, just diarrheaing. And then I quit drinking and I was like, oh my God, I have severe food allergies. Like, the diarrhea just kept coming. And then it came again. And I realized I'm allergic to eggs. I can't eat eggs.
I think evolution is trying to take you out.
Yeah, I can't really. Gluten gives me a rash on my legs. Ooh. Put the boners away. I'm like a Plinko chip over here, just getting bonered around.
Do you have a favorite celebrity chef?
I mean, Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Now. I love him. He's so skinny.
Yeah.
It's just skinny chef. No, he was the best. I mean, I've never eaten really. Oh, you know, I like going to Emerald, Me Too Boy, at what's the one here? Moza. I love Moza.
Oh.
That's my favorite high-end place.
Oh, you know that I went to Moza two nights ago to break the Passover with pizzeria Moza. No,
bone?
I went to the pizzeria, not the osteria.
Okay. It's so good. The bone stuff is so gross. The bone marrow is
bone
so.
Bone marrow? Oh,
it's so,
fantastic.
It's like, but that's what's good about it, how disgusting it is. I'm like eating it. Like, do I hate this or love this? It's so gross good.
Yeah.
More. I'm like always about to puke. But I was there with Kurt and I ate mushrooms when we were like first dating. I don't think people even knew we were dating.
Were they creminis or porcinis?
No, we ate magic mushrooms.
Oh.
Psychedelic mushrooms. And then we went there and we were so fucked up. I was like, I feel so fucked up. And we ordered all this food. It was going to be so expensive. And then Jonathan Branstein, I don't know if you know him.
No.
He's a manager. Oh, I love him. Oh, Jonathan, you should be my manager. I love you. He's Jim Norton's manager and a bunch of people. I can't remember. He was Patrice O'Neill's manager, but he's the best. He was there with his family. And then when we were going to leave, they were like, Jonathan got your tab. I was like, fuck.
No
yeah,
way.
Mushrooms are magic.
Oh, my God. Little did he know you guys were on drugs.
No, I texted him. I was
everything.
Like, I am so fucked up. That's so crazy. I felt so weird when I saw you.
Oh, my God. That's so nice of him. It's a very expensive restaurant. Very good food. Nancy Silverton is the chef.
Do you think Emerald fingers her?
No. Okay. First of all, it's Mario Batali that you're thinking about. Poor Emerald is like a really nice dude who like does charity work for like New Orleans, and you keep throwing Emerald under the bus.
I did. I wrote for Anthony Bourdain had a roast, and I wrote some roast jokes for it years ago. And so I met all these guys, and I wrote a joke about Mario Batali, about how he's so fat his beard doesn't fit. You know, his beard's like too small.
That's right.
And then he has the ponytail, so the busters can pull his head out of the soup when he passed out. And then I had a lot.
That's good.
Rachel Ray was on it.
Oh, I love her.
And
Artie
Lang.
I love hate her.
Artie Lang and Rachel. I go, I don't know who has more scars on their stomach, Rachel Ray from liposuction or Artie Lang from Artie Lang.
Oh my God.
Boom.
That's a fantastic joke.
He loved it.
How did she?
Actually, the person who did it decided not to say the liposuction. She said from Spanx. Like cuts from Spanx. She killed though.
That's fun.
She good.
I wish I would. Why didn't I write for that fucking roast?
It was a random thing. I was like three. It was Norton was on it.
That's like what comics do all the time. I'm like, why didn't I get that gig?
Yeah.
It was like,
I don't think I got
me.
Paid. I think I just did it to be a part of it. I got to come.
Where?
To the show. To the thing. It was at the Food and Wine Festival. They didn't film it or anything.
That's
it was
fun.
Just a moment of history. I got to be a part of it. I met Anthony Bourdain.
That's cool.
So handsome. And he told everyone if they made a joke about his wife, he'd kill them.
He was probably my favorite as well. I'm with you.
So Bourdain. Amazing. I want to. I've
heart.
Never read.
Broke my heart. Kitchen Confidential.
And I've never read, to be honest. I've never read.
Have someone read it to you.
I listen to audiobooks because I feel like I'm like, yeah, bitch, read it to me. That's right. And I'm going to pause you. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's pretty great book. I think you should read it. What is your. What is your least favorite food? Do you have a least favorite that you just can't stand?
Like the people are like, do you want to go out for this?
I'm this
like,
is our final question.
Your
least favorite. You just
I don't like liver. When I was at Quaker meeting once, this older woman had put together all of the snacks for afterwards.
Hold on. At a Quaker meeting, they serve liver? That's exactly how I would imagine.
I didn't think they did. It was just like crackers and grapes.
I brought crackers and liver for all
these
you.
Just little hors d'oeuvres and stuff that you eat after meeting.
Wait, what happens at a Quaker meeting?
You sit in silence. Glad you asked. It's actually pretty beautiful.
Is this like synagogue or a church?
No, you go. Yeah, it's church. It's Quaker church. So it's meeting for worship. So you sit. They have facing benches. So all these benches facing each other. And the one that I went to, Green Street Friends School, is so beautiful. And it has, because there's a fireplace there and you can hear like the fire popping and cracking, and you sit in silence facing each other.
Eyes open
and
or closed?
Either.
Okay.
And if you feel moved to speak, you stand and you speak. It's supposed to be God speaking through you, but I fucking
Do you guys do like the...
tongues. I've never seen anyone do tongues, but some people are very like Bible driven, other people aren't.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have a pastor, we didn't have a priest, we didn't have... I never was raised with the Bible.
Right.
But And it's just, it's, they believe God's in the form of an inner light that's in everyone and everything. Are you guys crying? It's so fucking beautiful.
Wait, and so would you get up and be like, is everyone diarrhea?
Constantly.
Because it's fucking nuts.
Constantly. I did curse once and it felt so good. I was like, I have the power. I was like, I'm fucking pissed. It's like an AA meeting, kind of. But I would stand up all the time. My twin brother was like joking with me about, he's like, you would stay, he's like, Annie, you would stand up and say shit like, we'd be in like third grade. I'd stand up and be like, the kids in Somalia are starving. And people would be like, and he would know. He's like, you're so full of shit. I would just like, give me my attention. But I stood up all the time. I think that's why I do stand up, honestly. Like, it reminds me so much of that, like,
of the Quaker meetings.
But that feel, well, yeah, when they're in silence.
Of the
around
exhilaration.
Me,
as
when
of,
you say something and the entire room silently staring at you.
Yeah, and yeah, all you can hear is the crackle
they're
of the fire.
They're avoiding eye contact. They're like, there's got to be a light. There's a light. And they're like, here, get off. They're flashing it over and
so
over.
So you'd
again
finish that and then be like, everyone meet in a rec center for crackers and
yes,
beaver.
Yes, come downstairs. They would do all of the committee meetings or meeting notes and stuff. So then you go down and, and at the end of meeting, you all shake each other's hands. That's how it ends. People start shaking hands. You shake your neighbor's hand. It's pretty sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And the liver, and then you get grossed out by the liver?
So I go downstairs and there's all of these peanut butter sandwiches that are, they made use cookie cutters and they're like stars and stuff.
Cute.
I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to eat this peanut butter sandwich. Well,
I will convert.
And you bite into it and it's lit. I was so betrayed. I will never stop thinking
oh
about it.
Oh my God. That's
betrayed.
So fucked up. They made it look like little fun kids.
I was betrayed. Wait, I'm just realizing I had a dream. I ate actual shit.
Okay, wait. No. Okay.
Wait,
we've run out of time. We've run out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Annie Letterman. Thank you for joining us on Green Eggs and Dan.
Why did I have that dream?
We are not going to get into that now.
But I'm betrayed by the liver. It tasted exactly like eating shit.
It was a liverwurst, probably. It was like a liver.
It was the liverwurst.
It was the liverwurst. Annie, thank you so much. This
thank
was
you
such
for
a
having
delight.
Me. Sorry, I sound like such a slut.
No, it's just Annie being Annie.
Come on. Fun girl Annie, they called me in college, and I realized it was an insult way later.
You're like, yeah, I am fun.
I was like, you guys get it.
To see all the restaurants or food establishments that we mentioned in this episode, we are going to link to them in the Instagram at StandUpDan.
Go to the pantry if you're in Santa Fe.
Go to the pantry if you're in Santa Fe. And
get Scrapple if you're in Philly.
Get Scrapple if you're in Philly. And if you're going to start drinking again and Jaeger brought you down, Fernet Branca will bring you up.
That's so mean to do.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Green Eggs and Dan was produced by Andrew Steven. Executive produced by Jeff Umbro and The Podglomerate. You can find more of their podcasts at thepodglomerate.com. To see pictures of Annie's fridge, information about the restaurants mentioned in today's episode, and more, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at StandUpDan. The theme music is Beautiful Food by Idan, and interstitial music by Breakmaster Cylinder. If you like this show, please tell a friend, share an episode, and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.